and we're the Seven Society.
Oh, I see. Yes, it is rather good. Those in favour call aye.
Aye.
Now, we have a little more business to discuss. As a society, we must have some plan to follow, something to do.
Can't we solve a mystery or something like that?
What kind of mystery do you mean?
I don't really know. We'd have to look out for something strange or peculiar and solve it.
It sounds exciting, but I don't believe we'd find anything like that.
Oh well, we'll just have to keep our eyes and ears open and wait and see. If anyone hears of any mystery that wants solving, they must call a meeting of the society.
If we have anything to report, can we leave a note in the Secret Seven shed?
Good idea. Janet and I will be here each morning and see if any of you have left a note. I hope someone does.
So do I. It's not much fun having a society if it doesn't do anything.
Let's go and build some snowmen in the field, opposite that old house down by the stream. We could build quite an army. They'd look quite funny standing in the field by themselves.
Oh yes, let's do that. I'll take this old cap to put on one of them.
And I'll take this old coat. Come on!
They didn't build an army, of course. They only had time to build 4 snowmen, and Scamper had a lovely time helping them all. Janet put the cap on one snowman, and Peter put the old coat round his snowy shoulders. He looked the best of the lot. It was Colin who suddenly realized it was time for lunch. They left the snowman in the field and went out of the gate. Opposite was a big old house, empty except for one room at the bottom where dirty curtains hung across the window.
Who lives there?
Only a caretaker. He's very old and deaf and awfully bad-tempered.
I wonder who it belongs to.
Isn't the path up to the house lovely and smooth with snow?
Oh, Scamper, you naughty dog, come back!
You get out of there! Take your dog away, you pesky environment!
Look out! The old man's coming out with a stick!
I'll whack your dog till he's black and blue!
Scamper, come here! I'll take him!
What's that to say?
I'll take him!
All right, don't shout! Don't you come here again or I'll send the police after you!
Very well, we're going. Come on, Scamper.
Goodness, 1:45. We'll have to hurry.
Cheerio, you lot.
Bye. Bye.
When Jack got home, he was going to put his badge away, but couldn't find it. He realized he must have dropped it in the field when they were making the snowmen. His mother was away, so he couldn't ask her to make him another. He did think of asking Miss Ely, who looked after his young sister, Susie. But unfortunately, things went badly wrong at lunchtime.
I know where you've been this morning. You've been to your silly secret society.
Shut up! You just hold that horrid tongue of yours. Don't talk like that, Jack.
What's the password? I know what the last one was. You wrote it in your notebook and I saw it. It was...
Oh, my ankle! How dare you, Jack! Leave the table at once.
I'm awfully sorry, Miss Ely. I didn't mean to kick you.
It doesn't make it any better knowing that you meant to kick Susie, not me. Leave the room.
Very well. I'll go out. I want to look for something I've lost.
No, Jack. You will not go out any more today.
Jack groaned to himself. Very well. He would go out that night and look with his torch. Jack went up to bed at his usual time,